Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. I don't know if you've been watching the news. I don't watch the news, but I am an ambassador for mental health. I have been since I was called into it, learning about it in 2018, learning about social media, learning how to grow a brand on a budget. And 18 months later, I found myself in a desperate need of protections. I had no idea there was so many evil people in the world that would target you just because they could, because I chose to lead a life of love. But had it not been for all these evil, dark people, I never would have met such incredible human beings that protect America. And if you have been watching the news, you might be sad for what you're seeing, at least in this part of the world. But I want you to keep your head up, and that's today's topic. In October of 2020, I found myself in need of safe housing. I had a hit put on my life from an evil group called the Illuminati. They tried to get me to join their group in 2018, but it sounded like a cult. So I said, no, thank you. Well, they sent a woman disguised as a PhD in ministry over the course of a year. There was over 1,050 of them, the Holy Spirit revealed to me, that were in on it since 2018. These are the people, the same people that are rich, the richest of the richest in society, that sacrifice children in private and drink their blood. It is an old satanic practice. And those are the only people that are not welcome at any of our events, but we still pray for them because that's what Jesus says to do. And in 2020, I got safe housing protections from a homeless veteran after this evil PhD in ministry that no longer walks the earth because she committed treason and paid the top security man from President Biden to have me killed. I had no idea who I had invited to my event, and he decided to sign a contract to keep me alive. And he sent me to one of his advisors that he respected because it was above his pay grade. And I was gifted. I was gifted from President Trump allocations of his security teams, 24/7 round the clock protections. I only met one man though. It was a homeless veteran. And he and I wrote this song together, and I'd like to sing this to you, and I want you to think about the lyrics. I'm just using my iPhone mic, so hopefully it comes through to you, but the song is all about the world need your love, and this song was inspired through the Holy Spirit. I had written this with him, but before I even wrote pen to paper, I was walking outside our second safe house location, and the Holy Spirit whispered in my heart, Erin, when you get back to the room, I'm going to give you a song that's going to transform the world. And I don't know if it's transformed the world yet, but I'm sensing with the possible indictment of President Trump, who chose to allocate his resources. He's a good businessman, means he's got a lot of residual income, and he chose to use his team to keep me alive in 2020 because President Biden's team asked him to. So I don't care what anybody says in the media. The media is fake. It's bought out from the Illuminati group, and you need to listen to this song and join in with me if you like it and share it with anybody that needs some encouragement today to keep their head up. Here we go.
I wish they knew you, help me to shine through, demonstrate your love. Most unlikely to believe that you love them. Help me be an example, I pray. The world needs your love. Help me to be more. served their country. The least likely to get to know you. The world needs your love. Help me to be more than enough. The world needs your love. I know I can't do it without you. The boys and girls need your love. Help me to shine like you do. The babes and theirs need your love. Help me to love like you do. Help me to be more like you. Help me to love like you do. Help me to be more like you. Help me to love like you do. No matter what, I will follow you to the ends of the world. I'll go wherever you send me, in search of your children, every boy and girl. No matter what, I will follow you to the ends of the world. I'll go wherever you send me, in search of your children, every boy and girl. The world needs your love. Help me to be more than enough. The world needs your love. I know I can't do it without you. The boys and girls need your love. Help me to shine like you do. The babes and theirs need your love. Help me to love like you do.
And that was one of 8 songs that I had written while I was with this homeless veteran who just decided to take me under his wing and protected me. He was homeless, but he wasn't helpless. I had no idea who I had been connected to. He had people he was starting to reach out to help look after me. He had, I'm just moving some sheet music over here and some clicking of my binder because I'm going to play another song. He lived outside in the woods because he gave his home away to a family with 5 children sleeping outside in our nation. I had no idea that I could ever meet someone with such humility. And he wasn't homeless because he was filthy, rotten, or a drug addict. There are so many homeless people that people just assume that they're dirty, rotten, nasty people or drug addicts or thieves, whatever. Jesus Christ was homeless. Yeah, and he wasn't afraid of wherever he was going to sleep because he knew that the Father was going to provide him housing because he blessed people, he healed people wherever he went. And because of this man's kindness to me, I launched my nonprofit ministries the following year. The Holy Spirit told me I was going to start a ministry. I had no idea how to do it. I was homeless. I was forced into homelessness in 2020. Weeks before that, I had expanded Move Happy for the first time ever hiring anybody as an internship program without any loans or grants through one of my community members, their advice. Then I made one post about it on LinkedIn. And it expanded to 3 continents instantly overnight. And I interviewed people and I made sure I took care of my team members as best I could. I didn't have a lot of resources. I had a full-time job and I was growing my business on the side. And I was forced into homelessness because rich people that were my bosses decided to not get COVID tested under President Biden's laws. At the time, they were traveling when they weren't supposed to under President Biden's laws. I did all the right things to keep my landlord from contracting type 2 diabetes, high risk from contracting COVID. I didn't want to kill her. So I was protecting her as well as myself. I'm an asthmatic person. We were told a lot of lies in the shutdown, and this man decided to help me out. I had a lot of need for help, and I wrote this song. I asked if he could help me get a keyboard, and he did. He got me a keyboard off of Marketplace, and I wrote this song for him and his buddies. I didn't get to meet any of them, but he told me they were all over the world looking out for me. And he didn't want any credit to that last song. He just said, give credit to all veterans because he loves bringing unity to our nation. So this song is just, it's the thank you theme song for all veterans and first responders because that's who he said was looking out for me all over the world. All right, here we go.
How can I repay you for the love you demonstrate to me? You deserve from me. I don't think I can, but I'm gonna give it my best today. I'm gonna tell the whole world they better think of it and pray. I don't wish I was any other person in my place. To the men and women serving so that I can sing today. I thank you to those who gave their life. I thank you for swearing an oath to protect me. Say the horrible things about you. While you're busy standing watch, I get a second chance because of you. And I thank you. I thank you for doing what you felt right. I'll sing the song for you in case you forget. To all the men and women serving so that I can be my best, I thank you.
And I shared it with him, and he said he shared it with all the people that swore an oath to protect me in 2020, and they decided to keep looking out for me. So keep your head up. No matter what you read about in the news, no matter what you think you know about politics, what I learned is that our security teams, they have to work together to protect our nation. And they all chose me. President Biden's top security guy, that's what he bragged to me when he came to my house. He was brand new in his position. I had no idea. I had connected him to a lady that had conned her way onto my team over the course of a year because of 1,049 evil rich people, the richest of the rich around the world, that abduct children and sacrifice them and torture them in private. It's a satanic group. We are in the end times, people, but there is a hope. There is a hope for you. Keep your head up. Our nation is protected by the best security teams, and they work, and they're associated with the best security teams around the world. And sure, there's a lot of bad apples in America, just like there's a lot of good apples in every nation. Sin and evil is everywhere. The enemy has dominion over the earth, but the creator of the universe is in charge of it all. And I know there's a big turnaround coming soon. So no matter who you decide to vote for, or if you decide to not vote at all, if you live in America, I haven't been allowed to vote for the last few years because there was death threats put on my life. And last year, I sang the first song that I sang for you in this episode that I wrote with my hero of 2020. Last year, he and I became husband and wife. And they tried to have this same Illuminati group. They tried to get him to join. They tried to get me to join their group. It's a cult. And we both refused. We both had just met each other in 2020, and I made him wait a year. He wanted to marry me right away because he saw my value. He saw the best in me. He saw the best in me. And the man that had come to my house was a younger man. He was new in his position. And I imagine they were taunting him with all kinds of money and status and all kinds of things. Because that's what the enemy does. He tests you. And I believe they also threaten that man. Because if they can get you thinking that you're isolated by yourself, which is what they knew. They knew I was isolated in 2020 because I was stuck in another state. They knew it because they hacked in and spied in on my devices illegally. That's what they do. But they're not going to get away with it because I married the best man in the world. And we had to make it look so good, so believable. I believed it the first few months. He told me he wanted a divorce because they had put a death threat on our lives. All because they had been stealing from me and they had a 3-year contract. And when he and I got married, that broke the contract. But that upset them. Love covers over all wrongs. So we're less than 80 days away. I think we're 75, 76 days away from me winning this global mental health ambassadorship contest and me being reunited with my husband. And we will be in front of all the presidents of the United States of America. Mr. Trump will not be in jail. He will be in that room. So no matter what you think you know about in the media, I'm going to bring it to you straight. All the people that have sold their souls to the Illuminati. Just one touch of his favor, and all of you would disappear in the blink of a moment. And I come from his bloodline. Don't test me. Drop all of these charges. Drop all of these erroneous charges. You committed treason when you used me, a citizen, and tried to use me as an informant without my permissions and hacked into my devices and his when you asked him to protect me as an asset to America so that my intellectual properties wouldn't get sold overseas. Drop it. Drop the madness and let's make America great again. Doesn't mean that you have to be friends with your opponent, but it does mean that you have to play fair. And how about start highlighting all of the things that you're doing well and focus on what your focus is for your campaign, because you attacking President Trump is just going to make me reach out to all of my multi-trillion dollar network even more. I've already mailed out all of the evidence of the sheriff's reports. There's already been three of my associations that were killed. My landlord, the cybersecurity man that you bought out, and a minister who had given me his book. Let's not let anybody else die in honor of a contest. We're all American citizens. And if we're not American citizens and we are able to be, I know I am because I was born in America, but there are some people that are blessed to live in America because they're adding value to our nation and they get to stay here because they're adding value and they're following proper procedures and they've applied for their work visas or citizenship, naturalized citizens, whatever their different titles are. Keep your head up. People are begging to come to America because of our freedoms. But I'm going to continue telling the truth about what's really been happening to me as a targeted Christian in America that was founded by Christians. I've never tried to convert anybody to my faith. I give people the opportunity to come to the Father and to know Him because I'm being obedient to Him. He leads my life, and I was targeted last year after executing a free therapy that we were in development, the second ever executed, and I was targeted after that. You flipped my money upside down by sending me a fake job application. And you hacked into my day job after I'd reported reluctantly sexual harassment and racism I had witnessed in the workplace. And you had one of your people that pretended to be one of my friends reach out to me and got information from me. I didn't want to speak to him. And then you told him not to hire me when I asked him for a job. I needed money. And he didn't help me at all because you threatened him. You're using your power and influence for bad things. And the Holy Spirit reveals to me very specifically who's involved in the Illuminati in His perfect timing. So I'm going to continue revealing those names. If you don't stop the madness and leave President Trump alone, once a president, always a president. Doesn't mean you have to vote for him, but you can't go and attack him and try and arrest a president in America. That's going to make us go to World War III real quick. Real quick. And I'm not afraid to die. I know my assignment will be to protect children at all costs. Mr. Obama, sick man, needs to be hospitalized, double locked doors. Should not be allowed around anyone's children. Mr. Biden, I don't know you that well, but I know that I invited you to my concerts for veterans and first responders because the Holy Spirit revealed your website, your nonprofit website, to me in 2021, and I was able to email you directly. I scrolled all the way to the bottom, and it said, email the president, and I did. So if your teams blocked the email from getting to you directly, then you need to have a conversation with them. I tried to bring unity to our nation, and I've been stolen from for 3 years because your top security guy signed a contract with the Illuminati. So what are you going to do about it? Stop trying to arrest Mr. President Trump and fix the problems that you've caused in my business, because I'm a multi-trillion dollar asset that you've royally disrespected, and I'm a veteran spouse, and you would be nothing without the veterans that protect you. You disrespect me, you disrespect all veteran spouses. Fix your problems. And the rest of you listening, keep your head up. I ain't worried about nothing. The Holy Spirit reveals things to me, very specific visions. And I have the gift of prophecy. He reveals things to me, the ones that are very specific and vivid with dates and timestamps. I know. I know they come to fruition in his perfect timing. So I know that President Trump will be fine, even if they say in the media that he's been arrested. So what? So was Martha Stewart, and guess what? She's still a billionaire, I'm pretty sure. There's a lot of people that have been falsely arrested. One of my brother's associations, former associations in the music industry, they blacklisted him because somebody said he messed up on his taxes by $10, and he was sent to prison for 2 years for it. Anybody can frame anybody in America if you have enough power and influence to do it. But Jesus knows all. And the Father above, yeah, he is at all places at all times, and he could destroy you in a moment. So don't think that what you're doing in private is going to be hidden forever, because I'm heavily connected to the Father. After y'all put a few hits on my life, oh yeah, he's revealed things to me because I've been allowed to survive death, and I choose love. I'm going to forgive you all for everything, but we're not going to pretend like it didn't happen. So if you continue attacking President Trump, I'm going to reach out to all the news outlets and let them know that they can release the truth. And then the deal is off. So the choice is up to you. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And your call to action is just to keep your head up. That's it, folks. Love y'all.